Good morning, everybody. 好久没来，华文也忘记了。讲潮州吧。太久没有锻炼了，所以就失去，越来越不流利，不可以，不行。所以用英文的，我好久没来，对不对？对。对不起。This morning, I want to speak on one theme.
今天早上呢，我要讲的是一个团队。
I spoke on this subject at the church English church camp recently.
我在这个话题里面呢，在英文堂的营会里面有分享的。And
Pastor Elaine said that it's a message that the Chinese church should also hear.
然后开业牧师就说呢，这信息呢也应该让我们的中文群体一起听。So
I have shortened it considerably.
缩短了很多嘞。 英文堂两堂嘞，因为
so it's shortened, it's modified also.
Yeah, 缩短也是我们会把重点取出来。
Because I want to remove the context of the camp.
因为呢，就是把那个营会的个主题的那一部分就拿掉。
And try to contextualize it to the Chinese congregation.
然后呢，就把它浓缩成为我们中文群体的信息。
I know that there are several members here who also attended the church camp, so there might be some revision for you this morning.
我知道在我们的当中呢，有一些人也参与了英文堂的这个营会，所以今天的信息对你来讲呢，可能是一个复习。
I hope that just rehearing will still be a blessing to you because I think it's a wonderful stories from. The Bible.
如果呢，你要是今天再重听的话呢，其实真的对我们来讲是一个很鼓舞的事，因为呢，这是一个在圣经里面呢，带给我们一个很激励性的一个信息。So
let's commit the time to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起来低头祷告。Father,
it's a joy for me to be here this morning.
天父是一个很喜乐，今早能够在中文堂分享。And
because I'm so seldom here, I do miss them.
因为呢，很久没有来，所以我想念了他们。
Although I cannot communicate with them fluently in Mandarin, but it's just look at them brings me a lot of joy.
虽然呢，我无法在言语上很好跟大家沟通，但是看到他们，我的心里面就充满喜了。
I think we cannot connect by word, but I think we can connect by the heart.
我们虽然不可以用言语上的一个联系，但是我们的心可以联系在一起。
So I thank you for every member in this Chinese congregation.
所以我为这中文堂的每一个群体献上感恩。
Bless them richly today, Father.
祝福他们有一个丰盛的生命。
Help me to bring your word to them in a simple way.
帮助我，让我把神你的话语很简单的传递给大家。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名祷告。
Everybody say, Amen. Amen. Now we are going to refer to Acts chapter 12, 25.
我们会用《使徒行传》12章25节
Acts 13:1-15 and then Acts 15:35-41
还有《使徒行传》13章1-15节还有15章35-41节
We won't read it now. We might refer to a few verses later on and I expect you to go back and do some self-study and read all these passages.
我不会一一的把经文读出来，但是我会从中呢去采取一些主要的经文，所以希望大家回家做什么？做功课。
Yes. If you want to cover content and depth, you have to do some work.
如果你要是说要理解全部的整个信息，真的确实我们是要做一些的功课。
So if you invite me to speak, then this is the way I do it.
如果我们邀请主任牧师来讲道的话呢，这就是我们应当做的。
First of all, for introduction, I want to tell you about our church as a team.
那首先呢，在语言上呢，我要跟大家讲，教会是一个团队。
We normally refer to the church as a family, and Pastor Elaine was referring to us. We are one big family.
我们通常呢会把教会称为一个家庭。那刚才开业牧师也是有说呢，我们是一个大家庭。And
that's correct, and that we're most frequently referred to as a family. But today, I want to refer our church as a team.
那这是正确的。通常我们都会讲教会是一个大家庭，但是今天呢，我是要让大家看到教会作为一个团体。
there are differences between the church as a family and the church as a team.
家庭呢跟团体之间是有区别的。
Family is very relational, and you have family ties. That's very relational.
那家庭呢是关于就是关系啦，就是血缘的这个亲情结构的。
Family also have a certain structure. The father, the mother, the children, and the grandchildren. So there's a certain structure.
那家庭呢也有一些的架构，就是有父母啦、祖父啦、孩子、孙子这类的。
And the family's main function is a nurturing, is to nurture. That means you nurture, bring up one generation to the next generation, the next generation. So it's very nurturing.
那家庭呢是一个就是不停的在抚育，就是一代传一代的来抚育他们成长。
A team is different. In one aspect, it's the same. It's relational.
那关系呢也是关乎就是关系，但是有点不一样。
You must relate to one another as team members. If you're on a team, we relate with one another.
我们呢就是要彼此呢就是以团队的一个团员彼此的来联系。
But unlike a family, a team is missional. It has certain objective, something to achieve, something very specific to achieve. That's a team.
但是呢，与家庭不同的就是团队它具有一个使命性，就是为了要达到特定的目标。
And a team is different, like a family. Family is very nurturing, but a team should be very productive. You train very hard, you work together to deliver results.
那团队跟家庭有一点不一样，就是团队呢，你需要就是透过训练还有事工来呈现这样的一个成果。
Recently, we had FIFA World Cup, and then it took the whole world by storm. And of course, it is a team, and everybody want to deliver result, want to get past the first round, want to get a knockout round, want to be champion. All right, they want to deliver the result.
最近呢，大家就是很风靡的，就是足球的赛杯啊，就是他们是一个团队，他们就是需要呢共同的一个接一个的来对打，取得那个得胜的这个结果。
Now we're all members of the same team in this church, and we have the same mission, and that is to disciple the nations.
我们呢是同一个团队的成员呢，所以我们有着相同的一个使命，就是去使万民做神的门徒。
And we train our members as a team to be more fruitful.
我们呢训练我们的成员呢，使他们结出更多的果子。
As a church, we want to deliver results.
所以呢，身为一个教会呢，我们需要呢有一些的成果。
We deliver the result to the king.
我们需要向我们的君王交付这个成果。
So when we begin to think of the church as a team, it is like that. We are same team members. We want to disciple the nation. We train our members. We want to deliver results.
所以，如果你想到我们教会是团队的话呢，你就知道我们有门训呐，我们有栽培他们呐，然后呢，我们就是要向我们的君王呈现一个成果。
So when we think of the team, it's quite different when we think of a family.
所以，当我们思想到团队的话呢，你会思想团队跟家庭的一个不一样。
And the church are both. The church are both a family and team.
所以，但是呢，教会却是家庭跟团队在一起的。
We are perfectly joined.Together as one team.
我们呢就是很完全的凝聚在一起，成为一个团队。
Meaning if we are in the same team, then we have the same mind, with the same judgment, and we all want to win. We all want to be victorious.
然后如果要是我们是同一个团队的话呢，我们有同样的一个思想，一个使命，然后我们大家在主里面都要得胜。
Every football team in FIFA,want to win. They go there to win, right?
对对对对，每个足球他们去那边的重点就是要赢。
Same mind, same judgment, and a joint as one team.
Yeah, 相同的这个心思和相同的意念，他们就是渴望要得胜。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, Paul said that, hey, we are perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. That's the way to describe the church team.
在哥林多前书一章十节里面呢，就说到说，弟兄们，我借着主耶稣的名劝你们，都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意的彼此相合。
The first application for this morning is to ask yourself, Do you belong to the LSBC team or not?
那今天呢，第一个我们就是要思考的就是，我们是否属于圣殿福音这个团队呢？
Are you a team member or you are just a visitor to the team?
你是这个团队吗？还是你只是来拜访而已？
Or you are a spectator when the team go in football, you just sit there and watch. Yeah.
或者你只是一个旁观者，他们去打球去争取，你坐在那边观看。
We want you to be in the team.
我们要你成为这个团队里面。
All right, let's take a look at this one team in church. Now, in a way, the church is not the church is one team, but yet there are many teams in the church.
我们来看呢，作为一个在教会中呢，我们可以在一个大团队中呢，里面包含着很多的一个小团队。
And all the teams will work together as part of the larger United Church team.
所有的团队呢，就像是一个庞大而且是一个教会的团队中的每一个肢体一样。
We have a Children's church team, the youth church team, the healing room team, the English congregation team. So there are many small teams in the big church team.
我们呢在教会就很多的小团队，我们有儿童教会啊，青少年啊教会的团队啊，还有医治啦，各方面的全部都是小团队结合在一起。
Now all these small teams are supposed to work harmoniously, work together to form a united big team.
这些呢教会的团队中呢都是共协共和谐共事，而且呢不调是一致的。
But we can at the same time, there's a danger that we drift into factions, and we have teams within a team that are very divisive in nature.
但是呢，另一方面呢，我们也可能呢会逐渐的一个偏离，演变成呢就是拉帮啦、结派啦，在团队内部呢具有很多的这些的分裂性的小圈子。
This happened to the church in Corinth, and Paul addressed the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians 1:10 to 13.
这种情况呢，其实在当年就发生在哥林多教会。保罗当时呢，不得不针对这一点呢，在哥林多前书一章十到十三节有提到。
And he said in verse 11 that there are contentions, there are quarrels among you. And I heard that some say I'm of Paul, some say I'm Apollos, some say I'm Cephas, some say I'm of Christ.
在十一节里面就说到，他们中间呢有纷争，也就是说，个人都讲他们有的是属于保罗的，有的是属于阿波罗的，有的是属于基法的，也有的是属于基督的。
So this is very unhealthy. The church in Corinth is very unhealthy. Small teams are fighting with one another.
所以这是很不健康的，因为教会却有分隔这么多小团队在彼此的纷争。
The second question for our church this morning is that.Do we have a small team that work harmoniously in our church, or we are all divided and we are fighting?
今天呢，第二个我们要思考就是，我们的教会有很多的这些的小团队，是否我们都有和谐的做一起的服事，还是我们各自有不同的这种的纷争的情形发生
？I believe that in our church, we have a very strong and we have a healthy team.
我相信呢，在我们的教会里面呢，我们是拥有一个刚强而且很健康的团队。
One very distinctive part about our team is that, it is very inclusive.
一点呢，就是我们的教会呢是一个很有具有包容性的一个团队。
No one is excluded.
没有一个人是被排除在外的。
We don't exclude because you're poor. We don't exclude because you are not rich. We don't exclude you because you're new in church. We are very inclusive. Everybody can come in.
对，我们没有说因为你今天没有这么有钱就在外，或者你今天呢可能刚刚来也排菜。我们没有这样的一个形式，我们都很包容的，大家都是在一起。
Yeah, because the team belongs to Jesus, and we belong to Team Jesus.
因为呢，这个团队呢是属于耶稣的，而我们是属于耶稣团队。
Unfortunately, I think some of us feel very inadequately qualified to be part of the strong team. And I want to assure you that Team Jesus comprises very ordinary people like you and me.
当然呢，有一些人呢，他们可能觉得自己不够资格成为这个刚强的健康的团队之一呢，但是我要深切的向你保证，耶稣的团队呢，是由非常普通的人组成的，就像你跟我一样。
So you can be part of the team. You don't need to feel that you're not qualified.
所以你可以成为这团队的一部分，你不用想到说哦，我是不是合格的一个人。
And in 1 Corinthians 1:26-31, Paul gives the assurance to the Corinthian Christian that not many noble are called. God has chosen the foolish things, the weak things, the base things, things which are despised, God has chosen. So you are in Christ who became for us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So that I'm just paraphrasing it. God has chosen very ordinary people to be in his team.
那在哥林多前书呢里面，保罗就提到，他说神所拣选世上的卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。然后他说呢，我们在基督里耶稣里是本乎神的，神又使他成为有智慧、公义、圣洁跟救赎。
So we belong to Team Jesus, and I want to tell you more about how Team Jesus look like.
所以我们是属于耶稣的团队，那我会跟大家分享耶稣的团队呢会是一个怎么样的一个团队。
So let's take a look at Team Jesus. Now Jesus only led one team in his earthly ministry.
耶稣呢是团队，耶稣在世上的事工呢，他其实是带领一个团队。
But within this one big team, we also read about Jesus' team of three disciples in Matthew 17:1.His team of 12 disciples in Matthew 10:2, his teams of 70 disciples in Luke 10:1-9.
耶稣呢，在他世上的这个团队呢，是一个团队。但是我们在马太福音17:1里面就有讲到三人的一个团队，还有呢12个人的团队就在马太福音10:2，以及路加福音呢10:1-9中讲到2人跟70人的团队。
Obviously, Jesus believed in the strength and wisdom of deploying smaller teams from his one big team.
当然，耶稣非常看重，就是从他那一个合一的团队中呢，去调配并差派更多小团队来执行。
And in the early church, we read of missionary teams comprising various combination of apostles and fellow workers.
那在早期教会呢，我们读到由使徒和同工们不同组合构成的一个宣教的团队。
So you have the team Paul and Barnabas, team Paul and Silas, team Silas and Timothy, team Paul and Luke. So very various missionary teams.
我们看到的就是保罗与巴拿巴也组成一个团队，保罗与希拉也一个团队，希拉还有提摩太也是一个团队，还有保罗跟路加也组成一个团队。
So as I read scriptures, I read of many, many teams, and the team which impresses me most is the team comprising Barnabas, Paul, and Mark.
那在众多的这几个团队里面呢，我觉得就是比较让我能够觉得值得来分享，就是一个三个人组成的一个团队，就是保罗、巴拿巴与马可三人的团队。
So this morning we want to take a deeper look, second look at this team, the team Paul, Barnabas and Mark, and learn something from this team.
所以今早呢，我们会比较深入的来探讨这三人的这个团队里面。
And the story of these three team, is taken from Acts chapter 13:1-6, Acts and verse 13-14.
那这三人的团队呢，是取自经文《使徒行传》13:1-6跟13:14。
Also Acts 12:25.
还有也是《使徒行传》12:25。
So please go home and read. Later on, I'll refer. Is that okay? Otherwise, you'll never finish. You'll go until lunchtime.
经文很长哦，大家回去看，因为待会我们也会引用这些的经文。
Now, from this passage, I want to draw out three main points for us this morning.
所以现在来到正题主题，刚才是引言。
So okay, 引言 so we develop stage by stage by stage, then you understand better. You understand better now?
现在你比较清楚啊，有一个背景比较理解，所以在这里呢，就有主要的三个想法，牧师要跟大家分享。
Okay, first is about forming the team, and we want to form the team. We look at certain people, and one member in this team is Barnabas. We look at Barnabas.
所以首先我们要讲的就是团队的建立。那团队的建立，我们需要一些一个人来做。所以我们先要来看的就是巴拿巴是一个招募者。
And yeah, Barnabas is a recruiter. Get people into the team.
巴拿巴真的是一个招募者，他就是带领人进入他的团队里面。
And Barnabas was a great man.
巴拿巴真的是一个伟人。
He was a great man because he was a man of great character.
因为呢，他拥有一个很伟大的一个品格。
At that time he was leading the team, so it was leadership. And I want to tell you that leadership must be undergirded by strong character.
那在当时呢，他带领一个队，他是一个领袖。那领袖必须以坚强的品格为基础。
In the New Testament, selection of elders, deacons, their church leaders, they are largely based on strong godly character.
那在新约圣经中呢，教会长老和执事们，他们当他在选拔的时候，领袖他们的程度上都是基于刚强敬虔的一个品格。
And you can read that in Titus chapter 1:5-9 and 1 Timothy 3:1-13.
我们可以看提多书1:5-9，还有提摩太前书3:1-13。
Please go home study.
所以回家阅读哦。
A lot to study, right? You want to 查经 must go deep, must do homework, all right? Cannot be doing 1 hour, cannot. All right.
所以我们呢，如果要深入的话，真的就是要回去多读，然后才能够理解当中所讲的是什么。
But I tell you what to read, right? Correct. I tell you, then you know what to read, correct?
对。主任牧师会告诉你要读些什么，所以你就会读了，就会应用出来。
So every time you listen to me, you have a lot to study. If you study, you go deep.
当我们在、聆听他的分享的时候，就有很多的学习。一回去有学习的话呢，我们就能够深入的去理解。
Now, leaders can be very charismatic.
我们的、领导者呢，可能会具有一个属灵的一个魅力。
But、leadership charisma is not enough to make a great leader.
但是呢，凭着这些属灵的这些魅力呢，是不足以造成就一位伟大的领袖。
A strong godly character can make a great leader.
那唯有刚强的一个属灵敬虔的品格呢，才能成就一位伟大的一个领袖。
So we are looking at Barnabas. Was he a great leader?
我们来看巴拿巴是一个伟大的人吗？
Did he have a strong godly character?
他是否有那就是坚强的一个敬虔的品格
？Now if you read Acts 32:37, you find that Barnabas possessed.Strong godly character that included character qualities like graciousness, generosity.
那如果呢，我们这深入去读《使徒行传》的时候呢，你会发觉呢，巴拿巴他是真的是一个很慷慨，而且富有一个恩慈的一个品格。
So graciousness, generosity are very important character qualities, and Barnabas was top.
所以呢，恩慈与慷慨的品质呢，品格品特质呢，是一个很重要的一个领袖的素质。
So read up, Acts 4:32-37.
使徒行传4:32-37.
Read, okay, go home and read.
要读啊。
Now Barnabas sold his land and gave the proceeds to those in need in church, and this is an evidence of character qualities of graciousness and generosity.
巴拿巴呢，他卖掉了自己的田产，把所有的银两分给有需要的人，这充分的彰显了他的恩慈与慷慨的品格特质。
Graciousness and generosity always go together.
好，恩慈跟这个慷慨每次都是在一起的。
A gracious person tend to be generous. A generous person tend to be gracious.
哪一个有恩慈的人呢，都是会带有慷慨。那慷慨的人通常都是有着恩慈的性格。
Later on, you'll see Barnabas being gracious in.Accepting people and forgiving people. Now, that's also graciousness.
那刚才呢，待会我们也会看到呢，巴拿巴他也是以那恩慈来接受人，重新的接纳人，还有饶恕人。
Now, besides these two qualities, Barnabas also have the qualities of encouragement and consolation.
那除了以上这两样呢，巴拿巴他还拥有鼓励与安慰的一个品格。
And he was so well known as an encourager, as a consoler, that the apostles changed his name from Jose to Barnabas.
他在鼓励和安慰呢，人这方面呢，是真的是很文明的，就是所以呢，使徒们将他的名字呢，从约瑟改为巴拿巴。
So very powerful, you behave in such a way until people change your name,
真的哦，因为啊，他的那个表现成这样的一个品格，使到人家觉得，你应该换一个这个名字。
Imagine, I behave in such a gamsap way, that people call me Dolap Yam.
如果他主任牧师表现出很吝啬的话，人家会叫他Dolap Yam。
我的主任牧师啊，他哎呀，他Dolap Yam，那我就知道糟糕了。我的行为这样深厚，人家已经叫我Dolap Yam，因为很吝啬，对不对啊？So if a person is an encourager and consoler, they change his name. They change your name. Actually, it's called Jose, J-O-S-E-S, Jose. They change it to Barnabas, son of encouragement.
所以呢，他就是因为呢，他是一个这样的一个品格，所以人家就把他换名字，把他称为巴拿巴，意味就是一个劝慰子。
So, for example, in a team, Barnabas would encourage those who are in despair. He would bring consolation to those who need comfort.
所以在团队的背景呢，巴拿巴他就是会鼓励那些觉得自己能力不足、没有资格加入团队的人。
He encouraged people that are defeated, and he consoled those who are in grief.
那他也会安慰团队中那些经历失败的成员。
So people recognize him, and they say he is Barnabas, son of encouragement.
所以人家从他这一点认同，而且看到，所以就把他改名为巴拿巴，就是劝慰子。
I think in the context of team, Barnabas encouraged those who felt inadequate, who feel ill-qualified to join the team.
真的，巴拿巴呢，他就是在团队里面，他鼓励那些自己觉得能力不足，然后呢，但是却没有资格加入团队的人。
A lot of people want People they're not step in the church. They say, "Wow, I see the church a lot of Mercedes Benz, a big church must be for rich people. They don't want to come in."
很多人呢不敢进入我们的教会，因为他们觉得哇，教会应该是一个很有钱又有很多大人物的。
So people feel inadequate, right? Of course, our church is not for the rich only, lah. We're for ordinary people.
他们会觉得自己不足，但是当然我们的教会不只是给有钱，我们也是接纳所有贫穷的人。
They come to the church and they find that people who know their Bible so well, believe that all the Bible is known, but they say, I cannot join the church. I don't know the Bible.
有些人就说的，哇，来到这里，每个人对圣经的知识这样多，我不懂啊，所以我不可以来。
And Barnabas will encourage them. Never mind, you can come in, you will qualify.
那巴拿巴呢就会鼓励他们说不用紧，你可以进入，你是一个合格的。
When you join a team, sometimes you do work and then you fail.
那你在一个团队里面呢，有时候你做了一些事工，但是你却失败。
Fail to attend.
你就是觉得你不能够 履行这些的工作。
Fail to serve.
然后你就不敢出席，不敢服侍。
People go CP, you also fail. Watch, stay at home and watch football.
人家去做生母，你也觉得你不敢出去，
fail,
你就在家里呢，
so,
不敢去。
when fail, you dare not join the team. It is Barnabas who encourage and say it's okay. We can always start anew. We need people to encourage when you fail, to encourage that you can still try again.
所以当我们看到有人面对一些失败，做些事一些失败的时候，我们要学习像巴拿巴一样，再一次的呢让他们呢接纳他们，再一次让他们重新出发。
When the early church sent Barnabas to Antioch, because Antioch was a new place, the moment he went there, he went encouraging all the new believers.
那当巴拿巴呢，就是被派往到安提亚宣教时呢，他就很自然的流露出他这样的一个恩赐，来劝慰着他们。
In our church, the character quality that is most needed and most important is the quality of an encourager.
在我们的教会呢，最重要的一点就是我们需要大家有一个劝慰还有鼓励的心。
Make sure. You are an encourager.
所以我们要成为一个劝慰者。
Singaporean don't know how to encourage.
新加坡人不大会鼓励人呢。
Because Singapore we grow up to criticize.
因为我们新加坡人呢，很多人成长都是带着一个批判的一个话语。
Every day we practice criticism.
我们每一天都在操练怎么样的去批判人。
We criticize PAP 吗？
我们整天呢、在讲政府的坏话
啊，埋怨呢、criticize government 呢、
我们就在批判政府。
So this spirit of criticism we bring in the church, right? Come in and criticize one another.
所以呢，就这样的一个批评人的这种的气氛，就把他带进教会来。来到教会也批评人。
Why you come so late？
为什么你这样迟来
？Why you don't dress properly？
为什么你不要穿好好？
Why you didn't stand up? Yeah.
为什么在敬拜里面站起
来？ So we criticize.
我们一直在批评人家。
When you got this critical spirit, it's very hard to be an encourager.
当我们有这样的一个批评的一个精神的时候，我们很难成为一个劝慰者。
When you're in a team, you criticize one another.
当你一个团队里面呢，你彼此的来批评。
So the team will fail one.
那个团队一定失败的。
But you are Barnabas and you are an encourager. You always encourage the team.
那如果你是身为像巴拿巴的这种品格的话呢，你劝慰人呢，你的团队就很兴旺。
So those who feel not qualified, you encourage that you can, right?
所以那些觉得如果你没有什么资格的，我们应该劝慰你们，你是可以的。
Those who fail, and we all fail from time to time, we encourage them that we can try again.
那我们很多时候都是面对很多不同层面的失败，但是我们可以劝慰他们，他们还是可以继续的。
So, Barnabas was a great man, but Barnabas was also a recruiter.
巴拿巴呢，他真的是一个好人跟伟人，但是他也是一个招募者。
A team doesn't automatically appear, that you suddenly have a team. It don't happen that way.
哪一个团队不可能说突然间就形成的？通常都不是这样的。
Team members must be painstakingly recruited by somebody.
那团队的成员呢，通常都是由一个人呢去招募人进入。
Just like a church don't suddenly become a church. We took 29 years to bring people into a church of this size. Hard work, right? 29 years.
当然，我们教会不是说一教会就是有这么多人的。我们花了29年的时间呢，我们就是逐渐的招募人，所以才成为这样的一个。
Within the church, we want to recruit people into team, into discipleship team, and so forth. So that also don't happen automatically, but you need painstaking recruitment.
所以呢，教会呢，要成为一个门训的一个教会呢，不是一下子的，我们也是需要呢，就像一个招募者这样的，逐渐的把人招募成为一个成为一个门训的一个教会。
Okay, so you can recruit people in church, recruit people in your mission team, recruit people in your cell leaders, recruit people into your usher team. You recruit people.
你需要招募人，就好像宣教，你需要招募人一起去宣教事工，你需要招募人来一起服事。这就是我们需要做一个招募者来招募人一起服事。
A recruiter can be very choosy.
一个招募者可以很刁的人。
He can set the bar very high.
他可以定一个标准很高。
You want to join my team? Do you want to join my team?
如果你要成为我的团队
，Cannot, you're too fat.
不可以，因为你太肥。
Cannot, you got no money.
不可以，因为你没有钱。
My bar very high.
我的这个门槛呢很高的。
But if you're slim and you're rich, I must interview you. Cannot, you don't know the Bible.
但是如果你是瘦的，我要面试你，但是你不认识圣经的话语。
Bar very high, very hard to get in.
门槛太高了，很难进入。
Or you can be very inclusive, lower the bar and embrace many people.
或者呢，你可以就是把你的门槛降低呢，然后呢就可以加入更多的让人家可以更多的加入的机会。
Jesus' standard is so high.
耶稣的标准很高。
Actually, nobody can join his team.
其实没有人可以加入他的团队。
But he lowered it so hard, so low that even I can join.
但是呢，他降低他的门槛，以致使到呢我们可以加入。
If I can join, you can join.、Right.
如果我们可以加入，你也可以加入。
So.I think in a church, we must learn to lower the bar and accept people.
所以呢，身为教会呢，我们应该降低我们的门槛，然后呢，学习来接纳人。
in our church, from time to time, members will come and say, SP, I got a friend who is just came out of prison or still smoking a lot of tattoo, can join the church or not? I say, yes, bring him in.
我们呢在教会常常会碰到有人告诉我们说，牧师啊，我们有一个朋友刚刚从监狱出来，他们呢还在抽烟啊，身上还有刺青啊，他可以加入我们的教会吗？我们都说欢迎他们。
Recently, we got a few brothers. They are day release, Sunday release, because they have to be confined to a halfway house. Then on Sunday, the halfway house allow them to go to church and then go back to halfway house, and they want to come to church. The halfway house asked me to say that whether I accept them or not. And when I say yes, then they can come to our church.
那进来呢，我们有碰到好几个，就是他们是一个就是热间，特别是礼拜天，他们可以被释放出来参与教会的活动。那这个就是这个戒毒中心的人就会打电话给教会说，他们这些人要来我们的教会可以吗？可以，他们才会让他们来我们的教会。那当然，牧师是讲可以啦。So
they're attending, and I look out for them when I see them. I specially go and shake their hand, welcome them, and bless them.
那当然他们真的来，然后牧师就会去看他们，鼓励他们，跟他们握手，欢迎他们在我们的教会。
The church entry bar is very low.
我们教会人进入我们的教会的门槛是很低的。
Because this is Jesus' way.
因为这是耶稣的做法。
The Pharisees are different. You must be very high. The Pharisees and the Sadducees. You must be very righteous, then can go.
那作为那些法利赛人呢，他们的门槛就很高，很高。你真的是要一个完全的人，你才可以进入教会。
And won't eat with the sinners. 不会跟他们吃饭。 Cannot eat with the students.
他们不会跟那些有罪的人一起吃饭的。
Then when Jesus went to eat with those sinners, they are so alamak. We are supposed to be very holy. You go and eat with them. Cannot.
当耶稣呢跟这些巨人一起用餐的时候呢，他们不可以接受。他们觉得哇，耶稣你是这样的一个圣洁的人，怎么可以跟这些人在一起吃饭？
Jesus said that you Pharisees, you don't need me, but these people, I came for them to save them, all right? To give them the eternal life.
所以呢，耶稣就告诉这些法利赛人说：“你们这群法利赛人不需要我，但是我来，我是为着这些基层还有的人的需要，他们需要神的救恩。”So
Barnabas, because he's such a gracious recruiter, he would try to even get people that are unlikely to qualify to join the team.
那巴拿巴呢，因为他是那么富有这个恩慈的人呢，所以他会招募那些呢人看为呢不合格的人加入他的团队。Take
for example, Barnabas recruited Paul.
那我们来看，就像巴拿巴他招募了保罗。
Paul of course was a very notorious, persecuted the church, murdered Christian and all kind of thing. But then when God converted him, the church didn't want him.
那当然，我们知道保罗之前呢，他是逼迫教会，而且是臭名熏天的。但是呢，当他信了主之后呢，巴拿巴接纳他。So
because all the leaders in church don't accept Paul, Barnabas accepted him and brought Paul to the apostle and spoke up for Paul.
那教会领袖呢，全部不能够接纳保罗，但是巴拿巴带着保罗到使徒那里呢，而且呢为保罗说话。So
you can read that in Acts chapter 9:26-28.
回去可以读《使徒行传》9:26-28. So
it shows he's a good recruiter. I mean, he give Paul a chance, and ex-persecutor is standard so low. He said, "Join us." Right? So that's the way we should do it.
所以我们可以看到呢，巴拿巴他就是把门槛放得降低，他能够接纳保罗，因为他知道保罗需要主耶稣。And
it was a good recruitment because Paul became the greatest apostle thereafter.
我们知道,
it started with Barnabas recruiting him.
我们知道如果当初没有巴拿巴呢招募他的话呢，保罗不可能成为现今一个很好的一个传教士。
Next, we take a look at how Paul recruited John Mark.
那接下来我们来看呢，他如何招募约翰跟马可。
We read that in Acts chapter 12 and verse 25 that Barnabas and Saul traveled from Jerusalem, went on missionary journey, and they also took with him John Mark.
在《使徒行传》十二章二十五节呢，里面就讲到，巴拿巴和扫罗办完他们供给的事，就从耶路撒冷回来，带着称呼马可的约翰同去。
Mark was a very young man, and so young people may not be trustworthy, but Barnabas said, "Take them. Let's take him."
马可是一个很年轻的一个小伙子呢，很多时候人家认为啊，年轻可能不值得信任，但是啊，巴拿巴却说带着他一起来。
So it's very important for us to learn to trust young people, give them a chance, and bring them in as well.
所以我们很重要的，我们要学习我们要信任年轻人，所以我们要接待他们。
And of course, finally, we find Barnabas did another recruitment of Paul, second recruitment.
然后呢，接下来我们也看到呢，巴拿巴呢，他也招第二次的在招募保罗。
Acts 11:19-26.
Oh, okay. 使徒行传十一章十九到二十六节。
Yeah, because after the first mission journey, they split up. They did their own thing. But Barnabas then went to Antioch. He found that things was exciting going on. The first thing he think of, hey, I better stop and go out and get Paul to join me.
那因为之前呢，他就是招募了保罗，但是各自有一些不同的做法。但是后来呢，他发觉呢，他有一些更重要的事情，所以呢，巴拿巴就再次的去招募保罗进入这个团队里面。
Yes, Barnabas wanted Paul to have a share in a very flourishing work in Antioch.
那巴拿巴呢，他要保罗呢，在安提亚的这个事工里面呢，有更好的一个展现的一个表现出来。
So, it shows how gracious he was as a recruiter.
所以我们可以看到巴拿巴他是那么的有恩慈的一个招募者。
Okay, with that, looking at Barnabas that we can learn from, he's our model.
我们可以看到巴拿巴是我们的模范。
All of us should be a Barnabas in the church.
我们应该成为巴拿巴的样式。
When we get we recruit people from outside the church to join the church team, or in the church we recruit people to join ministry, we should be a Barnabas.
我们应该向巴拿巴学习，就是我们在外我们把人招募来教会，我们在教会我们把人招募进入事工里面。
We need a strong team here.
我们需要一个坚强的一个团队。
It doesn't happen automatically.
不可能自动就有一个团队出来的。
We need all of us to be like a Barnabas recruiting.
我们每一个人都要成为巴拿巴这样的是一个招募者。
But sometimes recruitment can give problem.
但是有时候招募者会给我们一些问题。
When problem happen, what shall we do?
那当问题出现的时候，我们应该怎么做呢？
That moves me to my second point. And after that, we'll close. Okay, we do the second point, and then we'll close.
然后呢，我们来到第二点。
And it talks about how a team get fractured, a problem come to the church.
他讲到呢，团队的一个分裂，他就是讲到说，团队呢会面对这样的问题。
And the problem happened with this new worker called Mark.
那这个团队呢的发生在这个年轻人马可。
Mark was not well known in the New Testament, and not much of biblical record regarding him.
那马可呢？他并不是新约中的一位广为人知的一个领袖，所以呢，无法以巴拿巴还有保罗呢相提并论。
In 1 Peter 5:12-14, we read about how Peter referred to Mark as his spiritual son.
在圣经里面呢，彼得前书五章十二到十四节里面呢，彼得如何称马可为他的儿子
？Yeah, so that's how he got to know Christ. And then in Acts 12:5-7, 11-12, spoke about how Mark grew up in an environment where there was faith, there was also persecution.
然后呢，在《使徒行传》呢十二章五到七节跟十一到十二呢，就讲到马可呢成长在一个属灵根基深厚的一个家庭，然后呢，他也亲自见证了逼迫和见证了经历了神迹。
And in Colossians 4:10, it speaks about Mark. He was a cousin of Barnabas.
然后呢，在哥罗西书四章十节里面呢，就讲到啊，马可是巴拿巴的表兄弟。
So Mark is a very ordinary person.
所以马可是一个很普通的人。
And we can relate to him. We are ordinary.
然后我们可以看他，因为我们都是啊很普通的一个人。
And Mark was a rookie because in the first missionary journey, Paul and Barnabas got Mark to join them.
那马可呢？他是一个新人，因为在圣经里面就讲到呢，在第一个团队里面呢，他被招募进入里面。
And then in the second missionary journey in Acts chapter 13 and verse 5, John Mark was recruited again to be assistant to the senior missionaries.
然后呢，就来到使徒行传里面就讲到，他再一次的被招呼成为一个宣教的的助手。
It's very, very encouraging, very heartening to see older veteran missionary always trying to recruit younger one to join the team.
那我们常常就是感到很激励的，就是我们看到一些比较成熟的宣教士呢，他能够招募这些年轻的加入他们的团队里面。
It's safer to just work with older people.
当然跟那些成熟的服侍在一起会比较安全。
Mature people are more reliable.
成熟的会比较可靠一点。
You get the young people in, sometimes 不可靠。Yes, so, but you see these people, they are prepared. Bring in Mark, even though maybe not reliable.
那你看到他们呢，就是有了准备，他们就把马可带进来，可能马可真的也不是一个很可靠的人。
In our church, it is important to bring the younger people into various teams.Within our big church team,
在我们的教会呢，我们就是会带领这些新者在一个小的团队里面进入一个大团队里面。
Children church team, youth team are outstanding young people team.
青少年跟还有儿童呢，都是一个很出色的一个年轻的团体。
But we also have adults there leading them.
但是我们也有就是成人在那里来带领他们。
In Chinese church at worship today, they're all young people.
那在我们中部呢，我们看到今天的敬拜团队很多都是年轻的一群。
We have a mature person, Zhu Liang was there, and but we don't want all members to be his age, right? We got a mixture, got a lot of young people.
但是我们也看到就是成熟的人，就好像我们的苏亮大哥。但是我们不要整个团队就像是他的年龄这样的一个团队。
Of course, 苏亮 more reliable.
当然，数量是比较可靠一点。
Rain or shine, sure come.
无论刮风下大雨，他都会来。
Young people sleep late, cannot wake up on time. Maybe don't come.
年轻人呢，可能就是睡迟了呢，赶不及来。
But we have to just trust them and bring them in.
但是呢，我们还是要相信他们，然后把他们招募进入团队里面。
This is our church. We believe in them. We must bring them bring in the young people. Trust them.
Yeah, 这就是我们的教会，我们应该信任他们，然后招募他们进入我们的团队里面。
But sometimes they fail.
但是有时候他们失败。
So what happened when they fail?
那如果他们失败又要怎么办呢？
So Mark failed. In this Bible, Mark failed.
那在圣经这里呢，马可失败了。
He did not complete the missionary journey.
他没有完成整个宣教的行程。
He left the team halfway.
他在途中就离开了团队。
Yeah, that's the worst thing, right? Halfway and he gave up.
就是很糟糕的，就是半途就离开了。
If you give up, then the rest are 假辣了。
对，如果离开就其他的团队就糟糕了。
In Acts chapter 12:13-14, we read that Paul and Barnabas in a journey, and then when they came to Pamphylia, John departed from them and went back home.
在使徒行传十三章十三到十四节里面，就说保罗和他的同工人从庞菲利亚开船，然后他们呢，约翰就开往他们回到耶路撒冷去。
And Paul and Barnabas cannot help it lah, so they split. So they then went on to Perga, and from Perga to Antioch, Pisidia, and went to did a lot of work in Antioch, Pisidia.
所以呢，他们就分开，然后呢，在安提亚他们就进行了一些不同的一个事工，结果就团队出现了分裂。
So Luke, who wrote the story, simply said Mark left.
那路加呢只是简单的记载说马可离开了。
He dropped out of the team.
他就是在半途呢、离开了团队。
We wish it didn't happen, but it did.
我们希望这不会发生，但是却发生了。
So the team from three become two, so it's all fractured, but they could still carry on.
所以这个团队呢，从三个、三人一组呢，变成两个人，所以出现了分裂，但是留下来的呢，还是继续他们的宣教行程。
Young people can fail, new believer can fail, but older one can also fail.
那我们的年轻人可以失败、成年人可以失败，但是、比较成熟的也会失败。
I can fail.
我也可以失败。
Because we are all imperfect people.
因为我们不是完美的人。
When we fail, we can cause pain of disappointment.
当我们、失败的时候呢，可能会导致呢、裂痕带来痛苦。
And what we should do is to carry on and then get the fracture healed.
那我们该如何的做呢？就是我们继续，然后呢，我们来修复这个裂痕。
And once it's healed, the team becomes stronger.
那当团队被修复呢，会打造的更坚强。
And that brings us to the last point, point three, forging a stronger team.
再来到我们第三点，就是打造更强大的团队。
Actually, after Mark failed, later on, Mark was restored to the team.
那马可虽然失败，但是后来呢，马可也被修复在这个团队里面。
In 2 Timothy 4:11, Mark became useful to Paul for ministry again.
在提摩太后书四章九到十一节里面呢，马可呢，再一次呢，成为在他们的宣教士上的一个益处。
When he failed, he was useless. Right? He go halfway, he left, he's useless. But when he's restored, he became useful again to Paul.
那当马可呢，就是离开失败的时候呢，他就是不适宜参与他们的这个侍奉。但是呢，当他再一次的呢被接纳回呢，他在侍奉上对他们却有很大的益处。
Later on in Philemon chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, Mark was referred to as fellow workers of Paul.
那在腓立门书呢一章一到三节里面呢他们就称马可为他们的一个同工。
Mark was okay. I mean, if I say that he's okay, that's one thing. But if I say he's okay to be in my team, that's the second thing.
那如果我说马可还好啦，但是我说如果马可还好，但是可以成为我的团队，又是另外一回事。
So Paul told the people, say Mark is okay to be in my team again.
所以呢，保罗呢就说呢，马可可以再次的加入在团队里面。
How Mark came back, the scripture didn't say very much.
如何马可回来，经文没有很清楚的记载。
But I think Paul to accept Mark again shows that Paul was very generous.
保罗呢，他能够呢重新的接纳马可呢，可以表现出呢，他是一个很有恩慈的人。
So in conclusion, I talk to you people is that we have a team.We let people new to try, they can fail.
那总结就是，我们是一个团队，我们可以让新人加入我们的团队，但是也会造成失败。
But when people fail, we should try to restore them.
但是当他们失败的时候呢，我们要学习尝试去修复他们。
To restore people, many of us must be called peacemaker.
那要修复他们呢，很多时候我们要成为一个和平者。
Many of us, when people fail, we add some more fire, some more wood, and say, I told you why he's no good ones. Never get him again. Don't trust ever him again. And got worse and worse.
当就是人失败的时候，我们很多时候就是在那里加盐加醋了。我都跟你讲，不可以叫他了。他是一个不好的人了，就这样了。
What we need is peacemaker to bring people back again.
我们需要的是一个和平的使者，把他们再次的带回来。
So I want to conclude by...sharing with all of us that God has given us a fantastic team.
那我要就是让大家知道，神给了我们一个很特别的一个团队。
In our church, you're all team members.
在我们的教会呢，我们每一个人都是一个团队的资源。
And we should continue to recruit people into this team.
我们要一直不断的呢招募人加入我们的团队。
Not just to enter the church, but to join various ministry and cell group.
不只是招募他们加入我们的教会，也要让他们呢加入小组，甚至在各个不同的侍奉领域来服事。
We should be inclusive, all right? I mean, don't set the bar so high that nobody can come in.
我们要就是不要把我们的门槛放得太高，我们要让大家都可以来参与。
And we should invite the young and the old.
我们需要招募呢年轻的，还有一些比较年长的、成长的。
Including some people that don't seem to be trustworthy, or so we say, never mind, you come, try.
我们也可以招募那些觉得好像不是很可靠的，并且来试试看。
People fail. Young people fail. Old people can fail. But never mind. We must learn to restore them.
那我们呢可以失败，成人可以失败，年轻的可以失败，但是不用紧，我们要学习修复他们起来。
If this is the way we build this team, we're going to have a strong team.
那这就是我们呢在这个团队里面呢如果继续这样做，我们将会建立一个很强大的一个团队。
It's a Jesus team.
是一个耶稣的团队。
It has an aim to score goal and be victorious.
我们有一个使命，就是神的一个得胜。
It's missional because God said that I've given you a mission. Go out to save the lost. This is our mission. We go for it and we want to win.
神也给了我们一个大使命，就是我们要出去来招募那些失散的人。
And we want to train, we want to be fruitful, we want to be productive.
我们要培育训练成为一个很有果效的一个人。
We want to deliver result.
我们要呈现那个成果。
We want to tell our team and say that we are champion.
我们要告诉我们的团队你是那个什么champion那个得胜的。
Yeah, don't be a football club that's always first round in knockout. 失败完 ，Don't be like that 啦。
我们不要就是好像打出去这样，哎呀，整天踢失败的。
And this is a team spirit, right? This is our team spirit. It's very different from a family. We are family, yes, but we're now talking about missional. God has given us a mission to win the world. We want to deliver the result. We want to be properly trained. We want to be a united team.
这就是一个团队的精神，所以跟家庭很不一样。团队的精神就是神有给我们一个大使命，然后我们要以神的这个大使命呢，以一个团队一起出去，然后我们去招募没信主的，然后进入，然后我们也培育他们成为一个门训，来完成神所的这个国度的使命。
And then in a church here today, if you are not in a team, can I invite you to join the team?
如果呢，今天在教会里你还不成为一个团队的话，我要呼召你加入一个团队。
Don't be a long-term visitor.
不要做一个长远的一个拜访者。
Oh, you see, I'm not a visitor. I'm just a spectator. 真糟糕 ，right? That means 足球你打我看But don't be a spectator. Don't be a visitor. Be a team member.
我们不要做一个旁观者，也不要做一个拜访者。我们要做一个在。主里面的一个团队，在这个教会里面。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay, let's give God his praise. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray together now, and then we will dismiss.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus who died for us and loved us.
天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢耶稣为我们死而让我们得着神你的救恩。
Lord, we thank you for lowering the bar so low that all of us get accepted by grace.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你降低了你的门槛，以致我们在你的恩典之中能够领受神你的这个救赎。
All of us are so ill-qualified, and yet you selected us to be on your team.
我们每一个人都不配，我们有没有高超的水准，但是我们却被你招募成为你的团队。
We pray that the LSVC Team Jesus will deliver results to the owner of the team, Team Jesus.
我们祈求神让我们圣殿福音教会的耶稣的团队能够就是在各方面能够有这个很好的成果，能够呈现给我们的团队领袖主耶稣。
Lord, unite us as a strong and harmonious team.
神啊，联系我们成为一个和谐而且共进的一个团队。
That in our midst there'll be many, many encouragers.
在我们的当中呢，有很多的都是一个劝慰者。
That we be gracious to one another.
大家彼此都能够以恩慈相待。
That we have the character quality of generosity.
我们有一个慷慨的这个品格。
We pray all these things, O God, in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Everybody say, Amen, Amen, Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。